وعلیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ، اہلن وسہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو. آئی بلیو یو آر ان دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف پیٹرمیرسبرگ. یور جمعہ پروگرام واز ان پیٹرمیرسبرگ. مفتی صاحب، اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین اینڈ اللہ ایکسپٹ آل یور ایفرٹس. صاحب، دا پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، بارك الله فيكم for all the duas, and جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, our Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota and Zakaria Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader نبی محمد مصطفی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. Today is the 8th of Zulhijjah 1445 in South Africa and Southern Africa, and the 9th of Zulhijjah in Makkah Mukarramah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, and in Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Nabawi, and all other places in that part of the world. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept everybody's siyam, qiyam and good actions and righteous deeds. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 40 and 41. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a lesson on Tawheed, on monotheism, on the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala addresses Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first and foremost to address the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Quraysh, the people of Makkah, majority of them who were so much engrossed in this idol worship. So Almighty Allah is posing rhetorical questions to them. Chapter 35, verses number 40 and 41. Qul, you ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ara'aytum akhbiruni. You the people who are worshipping idols, so you inform me. Shuraka'akum alladhina tad'una min dunillah, these so-called partners of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. Obviously, Almighty Allah has no partners. When we study chapter 112, the third last surah, chapter of the Noble Quran, Surah Ikhlas, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. He's not the father of anyone, he's not the child of anyone, and is none equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect, and he's wahdahu la sharika lahu. He's one alone and unique, and remember, he has absolutely no partner, no associate. So those you are assuming that they are the partners of Almighty Allah, and you are calling them, worshipping them, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so now inform me, aruni, so you inform me and show me, ماذا خلقوا من الأرض, what have they created on this land, on the terrestrial creation, have they created anything? Remember, if you are not a khaliq, you cannot create anything, then you cannot be a ma'bud, then you cannot be worshipped. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has then challenged humanity, the scientists, the professors of all times and all places. Inna alladhina tad'una min dunillah, Verily those people who worship besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا, that they cannot even create a single fly, nor today, nor tomorrow, nor till the day of justice, till the day of judgment. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ, even if all of them get together for that purpose there. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this. Remember in verse chapter number 22 and verse number 73. So a fly, zubab. Why is a fly called zubab? Zub and then ab. Zub, you push the fly away. And then you can be the biggest scientist, professor, maulana, mufti, sheikh, imam. The fly will come back and sit on your hand, sit at your forehead. Zubab, what we consider insignificant, that also you cannot create, O human being, O professors, O doctors, O scientists. So therefore, the only Khaliq, the only creator is Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and He alone is a Ma'bud, La ilaha illallah, that is La Ma'buda bihaqqin illallah, truly there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say, and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and the final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. مَاذَا خَلَقُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, what have they created here on the terrestrial creation in the land and sand? Or do they have a share with Almighty Allah in the celestial creation in the heavens and skies, whether it's the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets? Obviously they don't have a share. So what good are they? If a bird comes and urinates and defecates on the idol, it can't help itself. So how is it going to help you, O Muslim, O non-Muslim? Remember that. So it can never help any creation. So therefore, Islam is the savior, is the panacea for humanity. Anybody else you are thinking they will help you, assist you, none can help you, remember that. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Am atinahum kitaba. Or what have we given them, a book, a constitution? For whom ala bayyinatin means that now they are on clear evidence, on clear proof. Nay, we have not given them a book. The only book we conferred, the final book to the final messenger, is the Quran Kareem, the glorious Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. So that is the final book and constitution for humanity and posterity, and then elaborated and expounded on by Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as enshrined in the Quran Sharif itself, chapter 16, Surah Nahal, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this reminder, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so you explain to humanity in detail مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what has been revealed to them piecemeal gradually, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they wonder, ponder in the verses which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed to Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the Prophet peace be upon him. بَلْ نَيْ, the truth of the matter is, إِيَّئِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا, the truth of the matter is, these zalims, these oppressors, these tenpot dictators are not promising one another except illusion, delusion and deception. You see the politicians, what things they promised us during the elections now. They said, we will never go in a coalition with this party and this party. And now they're all scratching one another's backs and so forth. And the promises of the politicians. One day Rajbansi was asked, you know Rajbansi, tricameral parliament, if you know South African history. So he was asked, what is the definition of modern day politics? He said, to make the impossible into possible. So you see, because they don't have honor, and as long as they're sitting in power and collecting the wages and perks and so forth, they're comfortable. What they have to care about the public and the masses, they will tell the masses, Al-Awam Kal-An'am is a proverb saying in Arabic, masses are asses. And they just keep on fooling them. So every time they fool people, and that is your so-called democracy, the satanic system. So we should know it is but deception and delusion. ان الله يمسك السماوات والارض ان تزولا. And remember, verily only Almighty Allah holds on and keeps it back, that is the skies and the heavens and the earth, and tazula, from falling. Just go outside and see the skies, see the stars. Then after sunrise, you marvel and look at the sun. Nighttime, you look at the moon. And everything is working in perfect harmony. Nothing is crashing, nor the sun, nor the moon, nor the planets, nothing. So who is keeping it in its place, in its condition? Well, arda. And sometimes Allah Jalla Wala just shows us Qudratullah, His absolute power and authority and sovereignty. You find earthquakes here, you find volcanoes, you find tornadoes, and so forth and so on. But Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah, that the heavens and the earth are all held back. By who? By Him, Almighty Allah alone. Antazula, so they don't collapse, they don't crash, and everything works in harmony. Walain, and hypothetically, and for argument's sake, Zalata, if they have to collapse and fall, for argument's sake and hypothetically, in amsakahuma min ahadim min ba'di, then there is none to hold it back and re-put and put it back into its place. None can do that min ba'di after Him, Almighty Allah. So who is in control of this entire universe and creation? The celestial creation, the heavens and the planets and the moon and the stars and everything, only Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Who is in control of the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand and the water and the lakes and the ocean and all that? Only Him, Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Innahu kana haliman ghafura. Almighty Allah does not punish us. Remember that Almighty Allah does not punish us immediately, and Almighty Allah is Halim. So therefore you have a lady's name Halima. So Almighty Allah, for him Halim means that he is very, very forbearing, very, very persevering. He does not punish us immediately. He made us the masterpiece of his creation. O human being, I will give you occasion, the opportunity to make tawbah. I will give you Hajj Baytillah. I will give you the day of Arafah, the greatest day of the Islamic calendar. I will give you Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty and destiny, the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. I will give you Ashura and 10th Muharram in the month of Muharram. So all these special occasions. And every day, every night, I'll give you time. And that is the Hajjud time. 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, we wake up and we cry, we beg, we petition and implore Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So He is very, very forbearing, Ghafura, and He is very, very forgiving. Not only forgiving, when we cry to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, then He expunges it. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamalla zambala. When a person makes sincere tawbah, then it is like that person never perpetrated that vices and sins. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today in Southern Africa is the 8th of Zulhijjah, 1445. In Makkah Mukarramah, Arafat, it is the 9th of Zulhijjah. And GG, the Gaza genocide, today, day 253 it is. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 2 jutlas dispatched to hell and Jahannam, and many others who are seriously injured and so forth are in transit straight to hell. We say Allahu Akbar and Alhamdulillah, and many of our people were martyred and murdered and killed by the Israeli diaper force. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept their shahadat and martyrdom, and may Almighty Allah grant them victory. Look at the G7 countries, their leaders are meeting in Italy, and you can see the double standards, you can see the hypocrisy of the whites and the white hegemony, and they got one Indian there, Sunak, but he will be kicked out of power very soon in July when elections takes place there. They say the G7 leaders are very much concerned about what's happening there in Gaza and Rafah. All this is just talks. And remember, if you're so concerned, then how come you are the one supporting Israel? How come you are supplying them with arms and ammunition? How come you, America, you vetoed it in the United Nations Security Council? Not once and twice, but thrice you vetoed it. Remember the ceasefire. So now all this is recorded in history, that the biggest terrorists on earth are the Americans and the Israelis. They violate every law, basically, and of war, and so forth and so on. But then they want to speak about peace. Their peace is not P-E-A-C-E, it is P-I-E-C-E, how to steal and occupy more and more land of the Palestinians. And our response, and Yahya Sinwar's response, is the man running the tunnels underground, is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. United States, remember, sanctioned certain Israeli groups for attacking the aid that's supposed to be entering into Gaza. First of all, the aid is minimal, and that also they attack it. So what's supposed to go in, maybe quarter or one-eighth or so, is going in. So you can understand that the children are passing away, some because there's starvation, some because the hospitals are not functioning, some because there's no medication, all courtesy of Israel and America and so forth and so on. They have blood on their hands. They are the murderers of the Palestinians. And remember the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews. Quran Sharif has spoken in various places. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of prophets and messengers you rejected, and the other prophets and messengers you martyred and murdered them, like Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Zacharias and Prophet John the Baptist. So therefore, all this is enshrined in the noble Quran. A shame on modern day humanity, the ones who speak about human rights, the ones who speak of democracy, but they are the biggest violators of human rights and of democracy. Cyril will remain the president of South Africa, and remember, they cut a deal with the DA. The DA said never coalition with the ANC. ANC said no coalition with them, but when it comes to money, when it comes to power, and when it comes to politics, so remember, 1 week is enough in politics to show people your true colors. So they are in bed with one another, ANC, DA, and IFP, and in the opposition benches, remember, it will be these people here, MK Zuma's party, and EFF Malema, and so forth. So Cape Town and Cape Province and Western Cape, we know, is already gone to the DA, so that they won outright. And here you must remember, in the Northern Cape, so the Freedom Front have said that we will become part of the government of national unity, but the language, Afrikaans language, and Orania must be recognized. You know, Orania is the white township. So where the whiteys live here in South Africa. So imagine they put that forward and so forth. So everyone is not only horse trading going on, but it is donkey trading going on and so forth and so on. So everybody wants. And they told Cyril and the ANC, you can't just be deciding and pushing things through. On certain things, there'll be a veto as well by the opposition parties. So let's see what happens now in the next 5 years. It could work if they are sincere, and there could be chaos if everybody just wants their own personal gain and not the benefit of people and the South African citizen and people of South Africa. So Almighty Allah make it easy for all of us who are living and staying in this beautiful country, South Africa. Putin to go and visit that. They're Pyongyang, and that is North Korea, because they have wonderful ties together and so forth. So remember that 35 million bottles of Zamzam was already distributed to the pilgrims. 2 million Hujjaj and pilgrims today will be proceeding to Arafat. There in Makkah Mukarramah, Arafat, it is the 9th of Zulhijjah. So you, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, should know the following. From all the places, Allah Jalla wa'ala made Arafat the place of assembly. Yawm Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah. Today the people there in Makkah, Mina, wherever they are, our Arafat people are there already. So after Fajr, they will start there. The takbir after Fajr Salat, for 23 for the Salat, it will continue. Ours will start tomorrow, Sunday, inshaAllah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Why do we read takbir? Study your Quran Sharif and study what Almighty Allah tells us regarding Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. For Eid al-Fitr, Ramadan Mubarak is finished. Now we're going to celebrate the first of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Glorify the name of Allah Jalla Wala. He gave you and granted you priority. Number one, Hidayat, Noor, Radiance, Effulgence. So go out for Eid al-Fitr, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 185. This Eid, Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, Surah Hajj, and verse number 37. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Glorify the name of Almighty Allah and say the takbir. He granted you priority number one, Noor, Hidayat, Islam, and effulgence, all that in the inner recesses of our heart. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and glad tidings for those who fulfill their duty with beauty. So when we sacrifice and so forth, there must be no stunning, no torture, and with a sharp, sharp knife. And remember, you don't sacrifice one animal in front of the other. O Ummat, why did Almighty Allah choose and select the day of Arafat? Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us, Sahaba informing us, before Almighty Allah sent Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam here to this world, then Almighty Allah created the ruh, the soul, and the spirits in alam arwah. In the realm of the souls, of the spirits, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala asked the question to all the arwah, the souls, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. They said, why not your Allah? Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, this is what you should be doing today in Arafat. Try and complete. First, you read your Zuhr and Asr Salat. You combine it in Zuhr time. Thereafter, you complete the Quran Sharif in Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat. You read Labbaik abundantly. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. You read the dua and supplication every prophet, every messenger read on the Maidan and plains of Arafat. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Dua'i wa dua'ul anbiya min qabli. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. The fourth kalima, Ya Allah, all praise is for you. Everything, the entire sovereignty, kingdom belongs to you. You have absolutely no partner, you one alone and unique. So we entrench and we reaffirm and confirm Tawheed, the monotheism. O Hujjaj Baytillah, you're going to Arafat, how every year we renew our car licenses and so forth. So remember, you are going there and you are reaffirming the Ahd Alas, the pledge we took with Almighty Allah, there in the realm of the Ruh, of the Arwah, of the souls and spirits. And read these two words. Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. Ya Allah, our shop, our job, our farm, that is not the one that is providing for us. That is not the sustainer, nourisher. You, Allah alone, you are the sustainer, nourisher of 8 billion plus human beings and the entire universe and creation. The shop, job and farm is just a sabab zahiri. It is just the superficial means, but the real razaq, the real sustainer, nourisher is you. Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. So on Maidan Arafat, say and speak to Almighty Allah and say, ya Rab, oh my beloved Allah, anta Rabbuna, and cry and beg and petition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for ourselves, for our families and the Ummah the Muslimah, especially for the people of Gaza al-Mubarakah, Palestine, Sudan, 9 million people displaced, Syria, 14 million people displaced, Libya, so many problems there, Burma, so many other problems. So all the Muslims of the world, and pray for the entire human race as well. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and all our mosques throughout the world. And inshallah al-Aziz, now we will go into the Q&A. And remember that tomorrow there won't be a program in the morning. And Monday, Maulana Salim Kaleem will be celebrating Eid al-Adha, I think there in Ladysmith. But remember, Maulana will not be on. Our Junaid Mota and myself will be on, inshallah. And Monday evening also we will have Q&A with Brother Suleiman Esop and myself. So programs will continue as normal, inshallah. Tomorrow we will have Q&A, inshallah, from the Durban studio. So either with Hafiz Wadi or with Maulana Khalid Yaqub, seeing who is available, inshallah, tomorrow between 2 and 4. And remember that on the day of Eid, wherever you are, O Muslim, O Muslimah, then after the Eid Salat and everything else, khutbah and what have you, when you meet your brother, then say, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Ya Allah, accept from us and accept from you. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned this in Fathul Bari as well, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif. Our program today, inshallah, will be in Avondale Musalla. So that is the capital group where they are, mashallah. So after Isha, 7 o'clock will be Isha Salat. And thereafter, inshallah, tonight, Saturday night, we will start the program. And inshallah, tomorrow night, that is Sunday night, will be in Umslanga Rocks, inshallah. And Monday morning, 7, quarter to 7, inshallah, 6:45, inshallah, the lecture will start there at the People's Park, there in Moses Mabida Stadium. And 7:15 around there will be the Eid Salat. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all the people who are there in Arafat, their Hajj. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us victory wherever we are fighting against the enemy. And may Almighty Allah let us enjoy a wonderful Eid al-Adha. We give you an advance greeting. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from us and accept from you. Jee Ma Salim, we can go now for about 15 minutes for the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, if a person passes away in Makkah or Medina in this time of Hajj, why do people say that they are fortunate, they will not be answerable for their sins too?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we have received, one should say, the good news that Brother Ibrahim Khan passed away at a very, very young age, 25, 26, 27 years old. And remember, he was not married. He went with his mother and he made so much khidmat and served his mother, and he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. I spoke to my nephew last night, Maulana Ismail Kareem, and said that yes, Ibrahim Bhai was his student, and he went with the TTW group, traveled in tour world, you know, so of Brother Ashraf and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Our sister Zahra, but our people say Zora and so forth. So Zora Bruat of Utenhage, she passed away also. So remember, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Jalla Wala grant their family Sabre Jameel. After all, Al-Firaqu Murrun, that separation and Judai is something that is very, very difficult. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried also when his beloved son Ibrahim passed away when he was 18 months old. Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, because of your judai, your separation, we are so sad and we are grieving. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So when people pass away in the Haramain Sharifain, what are the virtues? The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away there in Medina Munawwara, you should do so, as I will intercede for you. And remember, you will be the first people I will intercede for, provided that you passed away in Medina Munawwara with Iman and Islam. So that's a great, great virtue. The hadith is mentioned in Tabarani that man mata minkum, that whosoever of you passes away fi ahadil haramain, in any one of the two harams, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, yub'athu aminan yawm al-qiyamah, that person will be raised with safety, security. He won't go through all the anxiety and so forth on day of justice. So he chose to pass away in Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Aziziya. So all this, mashallah, is very, very great, very, very virtuous. But again, the proviso is the people pass away with Iman and Islam. And yes, I am in Pietermaritzburg. We must thank my nephew, my niece, all of them, Yunus Muhammad and his wife and family. We thank our Maulana Abdul Aziz Amot, mashallah, and his son, Dr. Hafiz Umar, last night there in, you know, Kemper Down here beautifully. And we thank all the imams and all the trustees and ulama there in Kemper Down. Wonderful program. May Almighty Allah accept it, Ji.
Mufti Saab, if a husband says in front of witnesses, I don't want my wife anymore, and walks out, is this considered as a talaq?
Remember that when a husband tells his wife, get out and so forth, or other words, you know, F's and B's and what have you, not First National Bank, the other one, and all these type of Chinese words or whatever words you want to call it, is called alfazul kinayat. That is implicit words, ambiguous words and so forth. So talaq and divorce will not take place unless he, the husband, made intention of it. If he made intention, then one talaq buy-in, one irrevocable talaq will take place. And if they want to reconcile after that, then remember, in the iddat, during the iddat, or post iddat, after the iddat is expired, then tajdeed and nikah, a new nikah is required, provided that both parties agree and so forth and so on, and all these conditions are fulfilled. So the talaq will not fall if he did not make intention of divorce. It was just in anger he said so. But remember, if he said so, whether in anger or just in when he was sober and what have you, but it was words like that are unclear, ambiguous words, and he made intention of talaq, then definitely the divorce will take place. Remember the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salatun jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. And that is three things, that whether you say it seriously or you say it playfully, that remember the talaq will take place. And that is, one is nikah and one is talaq, divorce, and one is raj'a. Raj'a is when you gave your wife, a person gave his wife one talaq or two talaq, and use clear-cut words, explicit words, and remember that person then now tells his wife, during the iddat, he's taking her back, so then he can't say, no, he was just joking with her, and so forth and so on. So I just left the house now. We're going, inshallah, with Maulana Abdul Aziz, and inshallah, Maulana AAA, that we have a program here in one of the musallas. So that is inshallah, but we'll carry on with the program as normal, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, please, can you advise me? I'm doing Qurbani, and I would like to know if I can trim my mustache and have a trim before my Qurbani is done, as it's looking untidy.
MashaAllah, as Muslims, we should always practice on Islam and Muslim. Always ask ourselves, what is the meaning of Islam? What is the meaning of Muslim? So Islam and Muslim, I'm just jumping in the car of Maulana Abdul Aziz, AAA. So we carry on, inshallah. It's nice and cold here in Marisburg, not like Durban. So my brother and sister, we should know what is the meaning of Islam and Muslim, Muslima. One who submits, one who surrenders lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember that the Sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, He, Habibuna, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ هِلَالَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ When you see the moon and the crescent of ذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَأَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يُضَحِيَ And you made intentions that you'll be sacrificing, slaughtering the goat, the sheep, the camel, the cow, whatever it is for Eid al-Adha. So then, فَلْيُمْسِكْ أَنْ أَصْفَارِهِ وَأَشْعَارِهِ Then you should not remove your nails, clip your nails, remove your hair, unwanted hair. Now you, brother, you look in the mirror and you say, but Eid is coming. And now my moustache is not looking so nice and so forth. My wife may be also saying, you know, you're not looking so nice and so forth. So I want to trim it. And so no, my brother, that is makruh and undesirable and repugnant to do so. If I give you the mazahib, according to the Shafi'is and according to Hanafis, Malikis, it's Sunnah, but according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, it's wajib and compulsory. So it becomes a major sin then if you take the Hanbali school. We don't pass the fatwa and the verdict on that, but I highlight it just to show you. So why do we don't stay away? That we got lectures and everything, we are coming the full view of the public. Our mustaches also are not so 100%, so all let them. But we practice lovingly, willingly, what all might Allah commanded us, what He, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ أَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands us, you must carry it out. What he prohibited you, abstain and refrain from that. That is iman kataqada. That is what our faith demands from us. Absolute love and conviction said for Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is the rationale? What is the purpose of it? We are imitating the Hujjaj Baytullah. Today they are moving from Mina there to Arafat, and they will not cut their nails, they will not cut their hair. All that they will do on tomorrow, after they have pelted and after they have sacrificed and shaved their hair and so forth and come out of the haram. So we are not in Hajj, so wherever we are in Africa, in America, in Europe and so forth and so on, so we imitate and emulate the Hujjaj Baytullah, the pilgrims, and therefore we say that that is the logical reason that one should not clip their nails and cut their hair, brother. Don't do so.
Mufti Saab, Eid is approaching. Do we have to give Eid presents to this Eid also?
Yes, mashallah, that give Eid present is very good. So you must remember Hadiyah, the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tahaddu, tahabbu, give gifts to one another, and that will generate mutual love." For inna al-hadiyata tuzhibu al-dhagha'id. When you give gifts to one another, it removes the malice, the rancor, the hatred. Take husband-wife. Sometimes husband tells wife things that are hurtful. Sometimes wife says things that are hurtful to the husband. But every day learn to forgive one another. Jiska zarf bara ho, then Allah Ta'ala inko bara bana deta hai. So remember that you have a magnanimous heart. Allah will elevate your rank and your status also. So yes, we encourage that. It's part of our Islamic teaching. So you, the husband, say, oh honey, take your money. Oh honey, you made so much qurbani for me. I will pay your money for qurbani. And your children, your flowers, give them. So mashallah, yesterday I was there in Camperdown. So one Maulana came and told me, my 3-year-old son, 4-year-old son, that he heard AK is coming. So he said, bring the pen and paper, and he scribbled something, and he wrote a letter. When I opened it, mashallah, so he scribbled something, but for him it meant so much that AK came here to me, and he kissed me, and so forth. So that is what you want, remember that. That husband-wife is not only the bodies must meet, the hearts have to meet. Oh, Hujjaj Baytullah, after your Hajj is done and dusted. Oh, people of the world, after your Eid al-Adha is done and performed, and you're greeting, meeting one another, then you're going to say, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. It's not the bodies only must meet, the hearts have to meet. Ya wadudu, ya wadudu, ya wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, wa
أنفسنا وهات. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا. يا الله, bring about the reform and goodness within our hearts. So that is the lesson we should be learning, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, who was Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and where is he buried?
Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu arda, quickly a brief profile. We have 2-3 minutes left, inshallah. According to the watch here in Maulana's car, so I don't know, but anyway, I think it's right. So anyway, the brief profile. In the 6th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, 1500 of them plus minus, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, were all in the state of Ihram, in the state of consecration, to perform Umrah. And then he, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, and them said, no, you can't perform Umrah. Then in the 7th year, this was in Zulqa'dah, so in the 6th year of the Hijrah. In the 7th year, they came and they performed the Umrah Qaza. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Khalid bin Walid's brother, Walid bin Walid, and asked him, where's Khalid? He said, he's somewhere, but he's not here. So he said, tell him, he's such an intelligent person and he's still waiting. Why is he delaying, procrastinating? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba performed the Umrah. 3 days they stay and went back. Walid bin Walid told Khalid, this is what the Master alayhi salatu salam said. It was in the 8th year of the Hijrah and it was during the month of Safar. Khalid bin Walid, Amr bin As radiallahu and all coming towards Medina. On the road they met and they embraced Islam. And Khalid could not look at the Master alayhi salam in his eyes Mubarak, face Mubarak, chehrai Anwar, and in his wadu Mubarak countenance, because he knew that what he did in Uhud, what he did in Hudaybiyah and so forth, then the Master alayhi salam gave him and Amr bin As the great tidings, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. Islam erases, expunges the sins of the past. إِنَّ الْحِجْرَةَ تَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. You made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. Allah forgave, expunge your sins. إِنَّ الْحَجَّ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. When you perform hajj, the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah Jalla Wala forgives your sins. So lo and behold, حُجَّاجَ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ. What great virtue, open Mishkat Sharif, hadith is sahih. Khalid bin Walid embraces Islam. Then the battle of Mu'ta takes place. In that one battle, he broke 9 swords. In that one battle, when he returned, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the great tidings, Ya Khalid, you are Saifullah, you are the sword of Almighty Allah. In the one, he passes away there in Syria, in Hims is buried. One side is Khalid bin Walid, on the other side is Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Umar bin Abdul Aziz is a tabi'i. He ruled this ummah from the year 99 to 101. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. We follow in the footsteps of the of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Sahaba and the companions and Tabi'in, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. Chapter 9 and verse number 100. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all. Maulana, to you, Salim Kareem, we say Barakallahu Feekum, Jazakallahu Khair. I know you're very, very tired. Allah bless you, bless your children, bless your family. And we tell you, Taqabbal Allahu Minna wa Minkum Itfan. So tomorrow, no program for you, Maulana. Monday, no program for you. We'll speak to you Tuesday, inshallah. Junaid Mota, we'll be on Monday morning, inshallah. And to all of you, the listeners, Barakallahu Feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's this, Musallam? We are here by Cascade Musalla in Pietermaritzburg. So inshallah, we leave you now. We read the sunnats. And then 5 past 6 is Jamaat here. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.